Last Lord's Day, I was speaking about a verse that we sing in Psalm 138, words in particular, where it says, "The purpose that the Lord has planned for me, he'll surely perfect make." Some people have to work harder than others at believing that. Some people have to really deliberately exercise faith that what is happening to me in life is because God has planned it. There is a good purpose of God in these things, and God will bring perfection to that plan and purpose. Over the last number of days at our Holiday Bible Club, we've been thinking about the days of Daniel. And Daniel is a character in the Scriptures who surely had to work hard at believing that the things that were happening to him were all part of God's good purpose. None of us, if we had the choice, would have wanted to have been in the shoes of Daniel. But his life is a life that brings tremendous encouragement. I think the most impressive thing about the life of Daniel is the tremendous consistency that he shows across decades and decades of life. We're only given a few snapshots of different times in his life. But when we read about Daniel, he's a teenager in chapter 1. And when we read of him in the lion's den, he's a man in his 80s. And across those years, and of what we read of Daniel in the Scriptures, there's not a single incident that we're told of where Daniel lets the Lord down. And that wasn't because life was easy for Daniel. The training program that Daniel entered into when he was taken away from his own country to far-off Babylon, that was a training program where, when you began that, you were normally about 14 years old. And that was Daniel and his friends. And those men provide a tremendous example of the courage that they displayed. Daniel's friends, the courage to be thrown into the fiery furnace rather than bowing down and worshipping an idol. And Daniel being willing to be thrown into the lion's den rather than to not pray to the Lord. Young folk who are here today, would you like to be like Daniel and his friends? Would you like to live a life where from your teenage years you honor God in the things you do, in the choices you make? Do you want to be young folk who will go God's way even when everybody else is going a different way and going the easy way? Do you want to be someone who, when you're in your 80s, has still got a heart that is eager to serve the Lord? And when people look at you and try to find a fault in you, they just can't find it. Would you not want to be a person like that? Well, think about Daniel, this man that God teaches us about in the Scriptures. Would you like to be someone who does start well, but who just keeps on going well in the things of God? Let's think about a few things we can learn about Daniel and how we can seek to follow his example. Three things in particular I want to say. First of all, Daniel laid a good foundation early in life. When we first encounter Daniel, he's probably about 14 years old. He's at Boys Adventure Camp. That's what he is. He's in that 13 to 15-year-old age bracket. He's a young fellow. You would expect he would be full of daft ideas, up to all sorts of pranks, enjoying being with his friends. You wouldn't expect too much of him. He's only a boy. He's progressing through adolescence. But he is taken away from his home. And all that he has known for all his life, it is suddenly gone. And he has a whole new life experience that he has to enter into. Everything changes for him. And he is enrolled in a 3-year re-education program where the Babylonians are going to try to knock out of him all that he's already been taught in life and make him one of theirs. He's to enter the king's service. He's to leave behind all that he has known, and he is to embrace all the thoughts. He's to become a Babylonian. He's like someone going from Karatz to the Kremlin. Everything has to change. And this 3-year program was intended to gradually erode, wear away all the good things that he had been taught. And it was very early into that 3-year program that Daniel and his 3 friends realized that their faith was being attacked and that they had a choice to make, that either they could go along with this or they could take their stand. They were having set before them food and wine that came from the king's table, stuff that probably had been offered to pagan idols, and sometimes food that was food that God had not allowed his people to eat. And here they were, having experienced the trauma of being torn away from their homeland, put into this new situation, and in that kind of situation, you would want to start off on the right foot. You would want to make life kind of as easy for yourself as possible because there's been so much turmoil. But here they were faced with this challenge. Do we just eat this stuff and say nothing and hope that God will understand? Or do we actually do what we believe is right? Do we refuse to eat this stuff and say, we can't do this? Well, Daniel, we're told, he decided. He seems to be the leader. And he decides that he can't do it. And we're told that he purposes in his heart. He has a heart determination and purpose. And he says, I am not going to do this. He refuses to defile himself. He wants to honor God, and he can't do it by eating this stuff. And his 3 friends follow him in the lead that he gives. But you know what? All the other boys that were brought from Judah, they just ate what was put in front of them. They didn't ask any questions, didn't make any complaints, didn't try to take any kind of stand. They just went with the flow. They did what made life easy for them. But Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself. And we know the story, and we know that God chose to honor Daniel and his 3 friends. And after a 10-day trial where they ate only vegetables and drank water, we're told that they looked healthier and they looked better nourished than all the other ones that were eating the stuff from the king's table. They took their stand, and God honored them. And God blessed them in that stand that they took. And that was a crucial decision in the life of Daniel. I think you would never have heard of Daniel if he hadn't made that choice. But that was it. That was the day that he had to decide that he was definitely on the Lord's side. And other people weren't going to push him into being what they wanted him to be. He was going to be on God's side. It was a key challenge to him. Is your faith real, Daniel? Do you really believe these things? And he did. Really did believe those things. He really did want to honor the Lord. And as a 14-year-old, he learned that the Lord really does honor those who honor him. And he's still the same Lord today. And for those of you young folk who are growing up, and it's hard to go a way that's different from the way everybody else is going, the Lord will honor those who honor him. All of us today are in a sort of a re-education program. We have been taught God's truth. We know what the scriptures teach us. But all the time, our society is encouraging us to forget about all that Bible stuff and come into the modern era. The government, the media, many influences are seeking to reprogram us so that we think their way and not God's way as is found in the scriptures. At the moment, the homosexual agenda, the transgender agenda is being pushed and pushed and pushed upon us. We must accept this. We must think this way, and we must set aside whatever God says in his word. Efforts are made to reprogram us, to re-educate us. And we have to resist those things. We have to choose to honor God, and however unpopular our beliefs might be, to stick to those things. Young people, you're being encouraged to think that Jesus and the church and God and the Bible, that these things don't matter in the 21st century. And all that matters is having the right look and having the right phone. Well, just think about that. What does it really matter how you look? What does it really matter what phone you have? How do those things stack up in importance compared to honoring God? You have to choose in life what really matters. And Daniel and his friends chose to honor God because that's what really mattered as far as they were concerned. They were willing to take their stand, whatever that might have cost them. And they did that when they were young lads. God gave them the courage to do it. And when you're young, you can fool yourself into thinking that you can just go along with everybody else for a while, and the time will come in your life, and then you'll take your stand, and then you'll show yourself to be a Christian. But you know what? You won't want to. That time will just never come. Daniel couldn't wait till the 3 years were over and then decide to be on the Lord's side. He had to do it then. That was the time. That was the moment. That was when he had to choose. And we don't have the choice as to when that time comes in our life. When it comes, you have to make that choice to honor God. Daniel would never have been in the lion's den as an 80-year-old if he hadn't made the choice as a 14-year-old that he was on the Lord's side. Young people, you are laying the foundation of your life, and you need to make sure that that foundation is good. For some of you, you're well past that stage, and it's not too late to strengthen your foundation. It's not too late to sort things in your life that have never been sorted. Parents, take heart and encouragement from what you see in the first chapter of Daniel. Who would have expected much from 4 14-year-old boys? Where were their parents? Probably back in Jerusalem if they were still alive. Those parents, you can imagine them wondering, what has become of our boys? Think of the teaching that those boys had received. Think of the things that they learnt when they were young. And very early in life, those things were put to the test, and they passed that test. See what God was able to do in young lives who were taught the right things. They knew they needed to honor God, and they did it. And they were only 14. Some of you are going off soon to start university, or you'll be moving on to a different stage of life. It's important to start well. Daniel and his friends started well in their 3 years. They showed at the outset whose side they were on, whose God their God was. And they didn't live a lie for 3 years and think, well, we'll get this over and then we'll take this God business seriously. They started well. It's really important to start well. Pin your colours to the mast. Go on to whatever God's taken you on to and show clearly from the outset that you're on his side. He is your God. And if you're living away from home, that first Lord's Day that you're there in that strange place, you make sure you go to the place of worship. And if you carry a Bible, don't hide it away. Don't be ashamed of it. Daniel laid a good foundation in life. And God can give that strength to do that. Second thing I want you to think about the life of Daniel is that Daniel did the basics well. He is a character in the scriptures who does the simple things of the faith consistently well. He's a man we find is committed to God's word, and he is a man who is committed to prayer. Simple things, God's word and prayer. Those things made Daniel the great man that he was. When he read the Bible, or what he had of the Bible, he acted upon the things that he read. That's why he refused to eat the royal food, because he knew that was not right. And in chapter 9, when he's an old man and he's studying the scriptures and he's studying what Jeremiah said, and he sees that this captivity is only a 70-year captivity. And so he prays along those lines. The word of God shapes the way he thinks. But maybe more so than the word of God, we see how prayer was something crucially important in the life of Daniel. And you see that so well in chapter 6, where he is this highly important government official. And he is a man who continues to follow his daily pattern. Three times a day, he goes home, he goes to his upstairs room, the windows open towards Jerusalem where his heart lies, and he gets down on his knees and he prays. And that's just what he's always done. And when he's told in chapter 6 that the king has issued a foolish decree because of evil men who were trying to trap Daniel, and the law says that anyone who prays to anyone other than the king for 30 days will be thrown into the lion's den, Daniel knows what he'll do. He just does the same as usual. Gets down on his knees, prays, gives thanks to his God, just as he has always done. The law has changed, but the path of honoring God and the path of duty has not changed. Daniel was not going to obey that law because that law was wrong. That was an evil law. And Daniel wasn't going to think, well, I could probably survive with 30 days for 30 days without praying. Didn't do that at all. He didn't adjust his habits. It was the same thing. He continued along the same path. And this is a man who has the most responsible job that you could possibly imagine. Daniel was a busy man. Compared to Daniel, we're not busy people. We don't have much responsibility. We don't have many pressures. And Daniel wasn't too busy to pray. Daniel was committed to prayer. And none of us can claim that we're too busy to pray. Prayer was vital in the life of Daniel. The basic things, the ordinary things, studying the scriptures, looking to God, trusting in him in prayer, these things are absolutely vital in the Christian life. And we can't afford to just read the Bible whenever we feel like it. We can't afford to just pray whenever we feel like it. No one ever became great in any field of life by just doing things when they felt like it. If you're a musician, you have to practice. You will not become excellent unless you practice and practice and practice. If you regard learning scales as a chore, as sort of legalism and bondage, well, you're not going to excel. Snooker players spend hours and hours and hours practicing on the table to maintain the high standard. You would think if you could play snooker, you wouldn't have to practice for hours and hours and hours, but they practice for hours and hours each day. I read once about a famous musician, and he said that if he didn't practice for one day, he would know the difference. But he said if he didn't practice for 2 days, his fellow musicians would know the difference. And if he didn't practice for 3 days, the world would know the difference. And if we don't read the scriptures and if we don't pray not be long before the world will notice the difference. It does make a difference. Maybe you don't read the Bible much at all. Maybe you don't pray much at all. Well, if you did, it would make a difference. Daniel did the basic things well. He was committed to them. Even if his life could be taken from him, if he kept on in those things, he was committed. And we need to be committed to the word and committed to prayer. Christians who make progress are those who do the basics well. The third thing I want you to think about from the life of Daniel is that Daniel grew in difficult circumstances. He didn't have an easy life. The progress that Daniel made and the consistency he showed weren't because it was easy for him. He didn't have a stress-free life. He and his friends, they had a lot to face. His friends survived a fiery furnace, and Daniel survived a den of lions, and no doubt they survived many other things as well. Sometimes in our foolishness, we make the mistake of thinking that we would be much better Christians if only our circumstances were different. If only we had more time to ourselves and we could read more and pray more. If only you didn't have to spend so much time looking after children or looking after grandchildren or doing household chores. If only your health was better. What a better Christian you would be. Or if only you were retired and free from all the burdens and pressures of work, well, then you could really go forward in the faith. Or if only you were at a different school from the one you're actually at, it would be easier to be a Christian. You could be a better Christian if you were in a different situation. Or maybe even in a different church. Be a lot easier in a different situation from the one you're actually in. What wonderful Christians we would all be, if only. If only God had arranged things a wee bit more wisely. That's really what we're saying. Well, think about Daniel. He could have had lots of if onlys in his life. If only he hadn't been captured, taken away from Judah and stuck in this foreign Babylon place. But he was. And he got on with the business of living the life that God had given him to live in the situation that God had given him to live in. And surely it is the case that Daniel was the great man of God that he was, not in spite of his life circumstances, but because of his life circumstances. Daniel had that experience of being torn away from his homeland, taken to a foreign land where they worshipped false gods. He had all that pressure upon him to make him into a Babylonian. And all of it did not destroy him, but it made him. It made him the man of God that he was. Having to stand against this and reject that and resist this temptation, all of those things, God used them to make him a thoroughly committed servant of the Lord. That's God's way of doing things. We'll not become great servants of the Lord by God smoothing out every hump there might be along the road of our lives. God doesn't intend to shelter us from everything in life that we might find to be unpleasant. That's not his way. Some of you are gifted gardeners and have an understanding of plants that is way beyond anything that I have. I know the difference between a plant and a rabbit. And I wouldn't boast to have any great knowledge about plants. But I believe it is the case that there are some plants and you have to have them in the greenhouse or they're really not going to make much of a job of it. But there's other plants and you wouldn't put them in the greenhouse, because they need to be out there in the open air and they need to be exposed to the wind and the rain and the hail and the snow. And that's what makes them strong. Put them in the greenhouse, they'll grow up quickly and they'll flop over. They'll be no good. And Christian faith is a faith that flourishes not in the greenhouse, but out there where things are hard and difficult, cold and horrible. True Christian spirituality doesn't depend on life being easy. It flourishes where life is not easy. What are the optimum conditions for you to grow as a Christian? What is there that needs to change in your outward circumstances to help you to go forward in faith? Well, I would urge you to believe nothing needs to change unless there's something that's openly sinful about it. It's not the outward circumstances that need to change. We need to accept that these are God-given circumstances, that this is his plan, and he has a good purpose in this plan. And we mustn't be people who sit and daydream about what we could be if only things were like this instead. What we could do if we didn't have to put up with this, put up with him, put up with her, put up with whatever it might be. Daniel didn't get close to God by virtue of an easy life. He got close to God by putting God's desires ahead of his own interests, even when it meant personal loss. He put God first, and he prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed. And so, when his enemies tried their hardest to find something they could pin on him, they couldn't find anything. And Daniel is a character in the scriptures that shows us that the secret of making consistent progress in the faith is no great secret at all. It's a matter of doing what we know to be right, committing ourselves each day. Today I'm going to set the Lord before me, and I'm going to keep my eyes upon him. I'm going to listen to his word. I'm going to correspond with him. I'm going to communicate with him. I'm going to keep him in sight. And as long as he's in sight, I'll not go too far astray. And if we can be people who are more committed to the basics and more consistent in the basics, well, then we can move forward and grow in our faith. Daniel shows us that it is possible to stand up powerfully for Christ in a sinful world. Daniel made the choice early in life that he was on the Lord's side, and he just continued to act out and live out that choice day after day after day. And God calls upon us to be people like Daniel. Wasn't easy for him. He doesn't give us any hope that it'll be easy for us. But Daniel did it. He did it. And he's there in the scriptures as a great encouragement to us. And his parents aren't mentioned in the scriptures. I wonder at times about Daniel's parents. Did they ever know what happened to that son of theirs that was taken away and wrenched from them? Did they ever hear in life how he was getting on? How he was progressing? What a joy it would have been to those parents of Daniel to hear what happened to that young fella. What would happen to a young fella wrenched from his own surroundings, from his own people, and put into a place where everybody was trying to get him to reject God and to go their ways? Well, he did fine. He did well. People today are still talking about him. Children in Bible clubs are still hearing about him. Just a young fella. Not many years to learn about the things of God. Not many years to memorize the scriptures. But God used what had been achieved in that young fella's life. And he just kept on being faithful. Year after year, king after king. He kept on being up there. This was a man who was trusted. This was a man you could depend upon. Let us seek to have a heart like Daniel. Let us purpose in our heart that we will be the Lord's. Amen.